In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The title of the homily is, We, the Children of God, are under the authority of our Master, who loves us and is saving us. He loves us and is saving us. The Gospel account explains the necessity of faith and our Lord's response to our faith. The Epistle explains how God has worked in our lives and who continues to work on our life, and an encouragement of how we can respond to live more righteous and holy lives. So in the Gospel account, we hear the account of the centurion's encounter with Christ. He says these words when the Lord approaches him about healing his servant. I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. It's also the words of a pre-communion prayer by St. John Chrysostom. So this idea that faith starts with humility. I'm not worthy. Faith begins with humility. That's where it starts. That's its kind of foundation. As soon as we kind of step out into prideful and selfish desires, our faith kind of wanes. But when we stand before God in humility, our faith is strong. A humble and a contrite heart, these, O God, you will not despise, are the words of the prophet David. So we understand the importance of humility in faith. And the centurion says, just speak the word. We need to trust the word. What God says and what God does and how God acts in our life, we trust it. He knows best. He's the master. Faith that the Lord knows best. You know, sometimes that's very difficult when we run into circumstances that are very hard. We want to get rid of something that's in our life that's very difficult, and God doesn't take it away. God brings something, maybe a little bit of comfort, some strength, but our faith says that God knows best. If that struggle still remains, He's going to give me strength to endure it. God take it away. If He takes it away, thanks be to God. We trust God. The Lord commands, and we obey. We're under the authority, and again, understand, of a Master who loves you and is saving you. The stuff in your life is for your salvation. So important to know that. Sometimes we run away from the very things that would save us. God will deliver us, if need be, from the difficulties we ask from Him or something we want to give to us. And if we don't get it or aren't delivered, He strengthens us to endure. This is how God works in our life. A faith to know that God is with us, that God is protecting us, God is guiding us, God is strengthening us, God is with us in our struggle. And to that, we understand the importance that in that, that's our salvation. So God saves us through our circumstances. So what does God have done in our faith? What has God done to help us in regard to gaining a deeper faith? First, He has set you free from sin. He says it. St. Paul, set you free from sin. You're not excited about that. That's like really big. Think about that. You hate your sins, right? God says, I set you free from them. Get excited about that. You know, all through the book of Romans, St. Paul continues works this theme that the law can't save you. Your behavior can't save you. Why is that? Because humanity before Christ was broken. It was filled with corruption. It fell to death, and it was separated from God. No matter how hard you work, you couldn't overcome those three enemies. Corruption, death, and separation from God. When Christ came and took on humanity and raised it to heavens, we then, in union with that humanity, are able to overcome. We are able to, by the grace of God, by the Spirit of God in us, we're able to now be free from sin, to live a sinless life in that way. So, humanity was broken. We call it the fallen nature, the old man. And we find ourselves falling back into that upon occasion. It just shows up. All of a sudden, we're kind of back into this old habit, something we were thinking or doing that we shouldn't be doing or thinking. And here we are struggling again with it because you've fallen back into that old humanity. You need to understand your humanity, the potential of your humanity. When you were baptized, you were united to the glorified humanity of Christ. In that union, you received the divine energies. You're connected to God through His divine energy. You are filled with the grace of divine energy. You're still not excited. This is like, wow! You become God's by grace. You become Christ-like. Thank you, Sarah. That's like, are you kidding me? God's by grace? We can become like Christ, filled with His divine energy? We're filled with the divine energy of God? This is what we should be excited about. So it also says we're set free from sin and we are slaves to righteousness. What's this mean? How can we respond to this gift of renewal and ensure that we can be set free from sin? I want to read this from St. Nikolai Miloverovich. Father John Finley would be very happy about this, by the way. We always have to make reference to him. How do we gain victory? This is so crucial. I'm giving you the game plan to win. Okay? This is how you win. And you win 100% of the time if you do this. Are you ready? Good. He's talking about 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. He makes the comment on this passage beginning. A sober spirit must abide in a man to sense danger. A vigilant spirit to recognize whence, from, and whom that danger comes. So, a sober spirit, we sense the danger. And in a vigilant spirit, we know where it came from. So now we know where the enemy is. He's going to give you the answer how to feel. When you get this, how do you respond? I want you to wait and listen to the answers. Awesome. A loving mother or father says to a child, be vigilant, child. Do not stand on a snake or fall into a pit, come face to face with a wolf, or drown in deep water, or stray from the path of the forest. That's what a loving parent would do. It is with no less love that the church warns men, fearing for their souls. Children, that's you. That's me. Be sober, be vigilant. Your old adversary, the devil, does not sleep or take his rest, but as a hungry lion walks about seeking someone to devour. Be sober, be vigilant. You are sheep, and he's a lion. The good stuff comes next. I know you're a little concerned here. You should be. That's what he wants you to do. Be concerned. When the shepherd smells the foul smell of the wolf, when the sheep smell the foul smell of the wolf, they flee to the shepherd. There's your answer. When you smell the temptation, when you see the sin, you flee to the shepherd. No hesitation. No, I wonder if I need his help. No, you go right to the shepherd. Be sober, be vigilant. You smell the stench of the devil when he draws near to you. You flee without delay under the protection of your shepherd. Christ the Lord is your shepherd. You will smell the stench, and you get this. You will smell the stench of the devil in your thoughts, in your feelings, in your intentions, in your bodily desires. Know that it's a snare set by the devil, the stench of the devil. Know this. Flee to your shepherd, directing your whole mind, heart, and soul and body to him. This is a guaranteed win. When you feel the temptation, when it's at the door, where do you go? To the shepherd. Say it together. To the shepherd. That's where you go. It's a win. God has defeated the enemy. I was thinking about this, and I said, where do we proclaim this defeat? At Pascha. Hell, the devil was embittered because it was abolished. It was embittered because it was mocked. It was slain. It was overthrown. It was fettered in chains. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen. You can say it. This is the victory, right? Christ is risen. Indeed, he is risen. Indeed, he is won. Indeed, when I flee to him, I win. Christ is risen, you're overthrown. Christ is risen, the demons have fallen. Christ is risen, the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. There's your win, right there. Flee to the win. Flee to the Lord who defeated the enemy. He defeated corruption. He defeated death. He defeated separation from God. When we flee to him, we get those three things, and we get a win. So be sober and be vigilant. So important to understand how powerful that is. Flee to your master who is victorious. You know, sometimes we think we can do it. We can do it on our own. We get a little distance. You know, I've heard this before, and I tell people, I said, you know, I'm getting really good at this, and I don't, you know, I've kind of overcome this sin. It's like, don't say that out loud, please. You still be vigilant, be sober. Don't ever get confident that it's over. The game's not over until it's over. Yogi Berra, ain't over till it's over. So this is important to understand how important we fight with our Lord in all things. All things. So what does the Lord continue to do for us in this struggle that we have ahead? Need to understand, God continues to work in us always. And I was looking at this from the standpoint of, if we're free from sin, then we need to live lives in that regard. And what does God do to continue to help us? Taking this from the pre-communion prayers. And I would encourage you, if you don't do them, do them. If you can do them, continue to do them. The pre-communion prayers are so powerful. So what's God continually doing? We despair not of our salvation. We trust in your infinite compassion. How much compassion does God have? He doesn't end. He doesn't stop being compassionate toward you. Never. Never. Infinite compassion. He takes away the heavy burden of our sins. Come to me, you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We're burdened by our sins many times. We turn to God in confession and repentance, and he says, come to me, you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He heals our infirmities of soul and body when pride and anger and envy take hold of our soul, where lust, gluttony, and sloth take hold of our body. God heals those things. He wants those things to be past and to be your health of your soul and body to be present. So understand, that's what God continues to do for you. This is his work. He's doing it right now. Healing your soul and your body. He grants purification. The pure can see God. So you can see God. enlightenment, so you might be able to touch and see a bit more of the heavens. Enlightenment. Protection, to protect you from the wiles of the evil one. He's sanctifying your soul and your body, your mind and your heart, renews you entirely. Sanctification means he's making you holy. That's what God is doing 24/7 in your life. Doing things, moving life in your way and in you to make you holy. He renews you entirely. And finally, the pledge of the life and the kingdom to come. He gives you that assurance that that's there for you. So see that as your goal and your target. So in conclusion, we come before our Master with deep faith and gratitude. We're set free from sin. Thanks be to God. We can live holy lives depending on Christ as our victor, knowing that He lovingly continues to work out our salvation. We pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.